This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stop flipping around the dial.
Beach and Company.
And let's hit the beach for a while.
Beach and Company.
The all-around talk of the town.
Beach and Company.
He'll pick you right up when you're down.
Beach and Company.
Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. This is the beginning of our 10th week out on remote. Well, we're home on remote, actually. So the beginning of the 10th week, we'll try and entertain you. Meanwhile, all, you know, every dot is being dotted. Every T is being crossed to make sure we get rid of this epidemic as soon as possible. In fact, even the Disney Studios, they're changing the name of one of their shows to Snow White and the Six Dwarves. Yeah, they're getting rid of Sneezy. Thank you. Try the veal. We'll be here all week, or maybe longer. We might, yeah, Sneezy. Okay. You know, you got to wonder when they had the original meeting about, well, we need a new motion picture. Snow White, oh, okay, that's perfect. You know, just an ideal, perfect woman. She's got to have some comedic foils. How about Seven Dwarves? And let's, what are we going to name them? Dopey? Who's that? Yeah, Dopey will be fine. Yeah, Sneezy? What's the matter with you? Get out of the meeting. What? Sneezy. Now, what kind of a character is that? Somebody goes around sneezing. And I'll tell you, when they use the term, it's nothing to sneeze at, that's everything now. Because you talk about being a pariah. If you're in a group of people and you sneeze, you know the volume of a sneeze is unbelievable, and you can't stop it once it starts, or you're liable to blow your eardrums out. I heard that a long time ago from my mother, who was not a doctor. but did you hear that too, Tony, that if you tried to stop a sneeze, that it would blow your eardrums out?
Yes, I was told that as a kid.
See, this is the mother handbook. They you go to the hospital, they hand you that while you're in labor. Things to tell your children.
I could always ask here in evaluation services
they
what
would
happen.
Know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would know that. But you're not supposed to withhold a sneeze. So if you go into any place that has people in it and you sneeze, you better get out of Dodge fast.
And I can't sneeze just once. I go into sneezing fits, and it's just nonstop. You know, I'm there for a while.
I do threes.
Threes?
I sneeze in threes. I always do. I sneeze in threes. I do. I sneeze in threes, and so that's why I would not be welcome in any social gathering. Now, in my weird dream department, I don't know why I get these dreams. I really don't. I had a steak. A steak. No, it wasn't like that at all. It was a raw steak, and I had it in my hand. And I was walking around trying to find a place to cook it. And there was maybe because I'd seen some Naked and Afraid where they anything, you know, here it's a beetle, let's eat it. Yum. maybe it's that, but you know where I finally took the cook the steak to cook?
Where?
I took it to Northtown Auto. Yeah, I've known those people for 40 years and asked if I could borrow their microwave in the customer lounge. So people were waiting for their cars to be serviced. I walked in with a raw steak and popped it in the microwave, and it came out, and it looked pretty good. And I didn't dream about it after that.
Oh, no.
I think I've been watching too many Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
Now they have one, Naked and Afraid and Freezing. They actually have a cold weather one. It's either in Montana or Alaska. It's one of those two. It seems much more dangerous with hypothermia and stuff like that than the other ones. But, so I watched some of that. I also, one of my questions is, did you watch auto racing and horse racing with no audience in either one, no crowd, and how was it? Well, first of all, I did. I watched part of the NASCAR race and almost all of the horse racing, and it didn't seem like it lost a lot without the crowd. Now, maybe because NASCAR is so loud that you probably didn't recognize, except when they take shots of the crowd, you probably didn't recognize the fact that there were no people there. Did either of you watch NASCAR or the horse racing?
I did. I watched most of the NASCAR race. And you know what's funny is I've seen a lot of, you know, the lesser series, auto racing series that are out there, they really don't have many fans. So kind of used to not seeing fans. But at a NASCAR event, it was a little bit different. But it was just good to see some racing again.
Yeah, it was. And it didn't matter to me that there weren't any people there.
No.
Buzzy, did you watch either of those two?
I watched a little bit of the race. I watched a lot of the golf yesterday. And I watched soccer both Saturday and Sunday.
Have they already had that foursome of golf with Tiger Woods and
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady?
Yesterday was a different foursome with Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Matt Wolf, and I'm forgetting somebody, Rory McIlroy.
Yeah. Who's no longer one of my favorite people.
No. When are they going to do the one I want to see?
That is next Sunday, 3 o'clock on TBS and TNT.
Okay, that's must-see TV for me because I love anybody Manning. I liked Eli, certainly liked Peyton, and that's that. So watch it.
I have to say it was weird watching these, you know, big-time golfers that you're used to seeing at the Masters, just the four of them on the course, no caddies, having to carry their own clubs. It was fun to see, and they raised a lot of money for COVID relief and all that, so...
So I guess it's safer without a caddy, but I don't, you know, as long as the caddy got tested the same as the golfer, why would it be no caddies?
They went that way, no caddies, no one on the course except for one official, and NBC had one person there, but they didn't interview them like a regular interview. All four golfers were wearing a mic, so the one guy would ask a question, and the other person would just talk into the mic they're wearing.
You know, it's funny. I saw the president of NASCAR being interviewed. The president of NASCAR said that he was not deemed an essential employee, and he had a pass, but not to get anywhere near the track. I mean, he was out, away from the track, wherever that might be, some kind of holding place where they could view what was going on. But he was not allowed to be there. That was very minimum. And so he, imagine being the president of the track and not being considered an essential employee. That would be like if Biden won. I think it'd be the same thing. They say, hey, now we got you in here. Now just go in a closet and wait. We'll call you during the next election. Let's take a break. And I'm going to mention a very outstanding a very outstanding person that we lost a few days ago on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just a reminder, a program note, we're teaming up with Channel 2 tonight at 7:30. It's a 30-minute show. emceed by our own Tim Wenger. Roswell Park will be involved, obviously. The topic, cancer and the COVID-19, helping families navigate through challenging times. Yeah, it'd be tough enough to have cancer at any time and any type, but to have it at the time where a lot of the healthcare community are very devoted to taking care of these patients and finding something to treat them with and something to hopefully cure it. But that's tonight, 7:30, Channel 2, 30-minute show with Tim Wenger and a special guest from Roswell Park, Cancer and COVID-19, helping families navigate through challenging times. Sounds like a good and worthwhile and very topical show. Now, while reading the Sunday paper, I saw we have lost a remarkable man. He was 92 years old, and his name was Robert G. Beeler. And the reason I say he's a remarkable man, he's done something that very few of us do. He worked until he was 64 years old and then decided to retire from a chemical company. And then it does not say in this piece on him, but he probably got bored just being at home. So he decided at 64, he would start selling automobiles, okay? Well, luckily for him, he had a good resume and a son that was a partner in Wester. So I assume it was his son, Scott Beeler, that gave his dad the job. But it was not just I'm going to hand you this job, sit at an empty desk. He turned out to be a remarkable salesman. Let's see, Wester usually has around 350 salespeople. Almost every year that he did that, he was in the top five. Imagine under any circumstances being in the top five of a sales force of 350 people, and he sold 270 to 300 vehicles a year. This is remarkable. And he seemed like, looking at the rest of this article, he seemed like an immense personality, too. So, you know, if you know Scott Beeler, Scott's a special guy. We all know that. But now we know where he got it. He got it from Dad, obviously. So sorry to hear a 92-year-old loss. I'm sorry to see that. Sorry to hear it. Especially when the special ones come along. We have to remember when it's their time to leave. We have to remember, and I think we will with this man. Let's see. What else is happening in our world today? I always check on Monday to see what the guys did on the weekend. Tony, what was going on in Casa Caligiuri?
Landscaping. Landscaping was the thing going on.
Did you say manscaping?
No. Land.
Oh, landscaping. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, as in physical work. I went and reshaped the flower bed in front of the house. Hadn't been done in a long time. And I really wanted to get it deep this year, so spent a little bit over an hour doing that, and wow, my body's not used to physical labor.
Oh, yeah, especially landscaping. There's a lot of bending over.
Yeah.
See, I would do landscaping if it were around here, where my nipples are, mm-hmm. up right around here. At that level, very comfortable. I could pull out roots. I could spread mulch.
Trim bushes.
Now, you got a bit lower, you can still trim bushes. It had nothing to do with landscaping, but basically, it's not comfortable. You ever notice a lot of the things that we're asked to do are not comfortable? They're totally uncomfortable. We love to see nicely trimmed lawns and bushes and all that, but it's not an easy job.
No, it's not. It's a lot of work. And to think that I used to do that multi times a day when I was landscaping, it is a lot of work. And it looks nice.
Thought of you doing anything multi times a day is remarkable.
It is. Yes, we did that. We continued our weekend of supporting local businesses, and shout out to Maloney Subs on Buffalo Avenue in Niagara Falls. They did such a great job, and their Chantilly Philly sub is to die for. So shout out to them.
Now, you said we. Who assisted you in the landscaping?
That would be Samantha helped me this time.
Samantha?
Yes. Samantha was out there with the broom. She was cleaning the sidewalk. And there's really not much help that you could give me during that, because it's essentially just grabbing the spade shovel and slowly chopping out the grass. So really don't need much help, but Samantha did a great job in keeping the sidewalk clean.
Teach the kid to pitch in. Yeah. Okay, Buzzy, what did you do?
A very laid-back but fun weekend. So Friday, we ordered out. We got some Thai food, which really hit the spot, let me tell you. And thank you to the listeners, because I asked on Friday, suggest a Thai place in the South Towns. And for the second week in a row, they suggested a great place. Saturday, did some grilling, went and got my propane refilled, which was more eventful than I thought it would be. And then yesterday, went to a social distance graduation party.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
How did they seat? They seat people.
So it was outside.
Part or what?
It was outside, so it started a little early, so you could get the party in before it started raining. And then you had, people at a distance, and a lot of people had their masks on. So
that's good.
A celebration, but the safest way possible in these times.
Yeah, it's really tough because people are making do as best they can. And some things, which after you've been out of school a long time, they kind of fade. But I remember looking forward to graduation, getting handed that diploma. It's a big deal, whether it's high school or college or anything else. So glad to see that they're making something happen.
I feel bad. There's two. I saw two older guys at the grocery store when I went shopping, and obviously they hadn't seen each other in a long time. But I kind of wish they didn't shake hands and hug. Kind of missing the boat there, guys.
Oh, gee, yeah, it's now we're looking around. We're all cyber detectives, seeing what's happening. All right, when we come back, we've got a lot to talk about today. In fact, we got so much, I had to divide it into two sections. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Got to end the monologue. I do not want the monologue to run over. However, I had an uneventful weekend, but a good weekend. Except I got to tell one story, even though we're officially out of monologue time. I'll borrow it from tomorrow's monologue. You're not going to believe this. Bernie was going out grocery shopping about a week ago. And she said, is there anything that we need that you can think of that isn't on the list? And it was a fairly short list. I said, you know what? I said, for some reason, and I don't know what it is, I'm thinking I would like buy some bologna. Now, I used to eat bologna sandwiches when I was a kid, but I haven't had bologna in probably 30, 40 years. I mean, that's just the way it is, right? So she makes me up a sandwich on a Costanzo roll and had cheese on it, mayonnaise, bologna. Oh, my God. It is so good. I had one the next day. And then I wanted one a third day, and she wouldn't give it to me. She said, no, this bologna has taken over your life. I love it. It is so good. It's right up there with a cheeseburger of one thing that I could have for the rest of my life. How about you two guys? Are you bologna fans?
I used to be, but you don't put mayonnaise on bologna.
Why don't you put mayonnaise on bologna?
You put mustard.
Not mustard. I don't put mustard on anything. So that would eliminate me
on a good meat like on bologna and on ham with turkey. I've gone from mayo very rarely. I think mustard on a sandwich is where it's at.
I put mayonnaise on turkey.
Not turkey, yes.
Certainly tuna. You mix it with mayonnaise.
Yes.
You have to mix it with mayonnaise.
Some will put mustard with tuna though. I've seen that done.
Relish with a hot dog and ketchup. With a cheeseburger. Those are my two basics. But I went nuts over it. It tastes so good. Now, I'm sure if I read the label, which I won't, it would say, oh, you sucker, this is not good for you. And I'm thinking, so what? Live wild. Go on the edge. Doctor's saying, how are you feeling? I'm feeling great, despite the fact I'm eating bologna. So, you know, it's late in life for me to be taking up new food sources, but I think it's all because of Naked and Afraid. They eat everything. They have to. They skin a snake, and it's a big day for them.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So when you watch that show, you're much more open to new dietary suggestions. Shall we eat? Oh, look, a beetle. Give me three. They're small. All right, let's see. What do we got going on today? Here's the official lineup for today. Hogan Willig, which is a law firm. It's a law firm that I do business with. I have nothing to do with this story, however, but Hogan Willig Law Firm is suing the governor of the state of New York, claims he's overstepped his bounds. And I'm saying to you, are you hoping that his suit will prevail? Because if it does, it takes, I would assume, most of the things the governor's done by executive fiat takes them out. If he has overstepped his bounds went further than he's allowed to by the state laws. So I'm asking, are you rooting for the governor for the Hogan Willig to win, or are you rooting for Hogan Willig to lose? And the reason I put it like that is, if they win, if Hogan Willig wins and the governor has to back off some of these things, it's possible that it could be detrimental to your health. It could cause you to catch the virus, could even kill you. Now, if you're rooting for Hogan Willig to lose, that means that whatever they're doing now would stay in place. And that might be better for you than if Hogan Willig lost. You get what I mean on this? So with one, you might have a blow to the governor, but detrimental to your health. On the other, you might give the knockout blow to the governor and die because of it. I mean, those are the facts. Tony and Buzzy, let's start with Buzzy this time. What are you going for? Are you rooting for Hogan Willig to win? Or are you rooting for them to lose with the considerations that I just gave?
I'm kind of split on this one, Sandy. However, you know, the voice of the people, I think, will prevail in the end. So I would say that I'm rooting for them to prevail.
Okay, so you want him, the governor, to be cut down and somewhat. It'll be I don't know exactly how much. He's considered overly done or not, but okay. So you're rooting for Hogan Willig to win.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with the governor from the beginning. Like I think the initial approach to this was right, but when you don't give when these regions are being bogged down by other counties. I mean, look at Cattaraugus County, Allegheny County. they have to wait because of Erie County when they have zero hospitalizations. So as I applaud the governor from the beginning, I think the last few weeks have not been his best during the COVID-19 response.
Okay, Mr. Caligiuri, whose father-in-law is a noted attorney. Tony, what do you say?
I guess I am rooting for Cuomo to lose on this. I mean, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of when this all started, what was our goal? Our goal was to flatten the curve. And we did that. We flattened the curve. And then it became, nope, we need a vaccine. We need this or that. So I think the game changed. But
the game has changed.
Yeah, the game. So I guess I'm looking for opening. And like Joe said, if there's some areas that some counties that are perfectly fine, let them open.
All right. So both of you are rooting for that. Now we'll ask the audience what they're rooting for. That's the first thing. Another, and this is kind of like a fun thing. There's an article in the Buffalo News about a woman who needed a haircut. And she said she needed a haircut. And if you've been around women, you know, they think differently about their hair than we do. We could have hair growing out of our eye, and it wouldn't matter. You know, okay, we'll get to it whenever we can. But a woman who needs a haircut is a crazy person. I mean, there's no question about it. I must have it, and I must have it now. Yes, I know there's dragons there, and there's alligators in the moat, but I'm swimming that moat, and I'm going to slay that dragon because there's a hairdresser right on the other side of it. I must get it done, and I must get it done now. So women feel very strongly about it. So this woman apparently felt very strongly about it. She found out that the beauty shop is open in Ohio. Okay, now we go to Ohio from time. You go down the thruway there, and you go through Pennsylvania, and then you go to Ohio. She went to Ohio to get her hair done. Now, we've all done things. You know that I go all the way to Randolph to R&M restaurant for the best cheeseburger, the Duke burger known to man. So I do that. And it was only a couple weeks ago that I went to, it's 90 miles. 90 miles from my house door-to-door to R&M restaurant, okay? And I pay for my cheeseburger. I don't accept anything for free, okay? Well, a couple weeks ago, went in and got on nearly 100 pepperoni balls in Erie, so I drove 90 miles for that. So I want to know some examples of what you've gone out of your way to have done or buy or whatever. So the first two we have, and then we'll take the break and give you the rest of them. Hogan Willig lawsuit against the governor. Are you rooting for Hogan Willig or against him? And have you ever done anything crazy like go to Ohio for a haircut? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Ideal weather if you're doing your own version of Naked and Afraid. I think that's perfect. The home game. Naked and they should have a Naked and Afraid home game. I think now that would be a big seller. So I want to remind you, tonight, 7:30 on Channel 2, Roswell Park, will be participating in a panel discussion moderated by our own Tim Wenger on cancer and COVID-19, hoping that families will get information that will help them through challenging times. So that's tonight, Channel 2, 7:30. Do not miss it. Okay, my basic question, the major question today, is Hogan Willig has filed a lawsuit against the governor of New York saying he's overstepped his bounds as far as his powers are concerned. And I don't know what they're asking for, but basically they're asking a pullback from some of the things the governor has done. And I'm asking if you favor Hogan Willig or you're against Hogan Willig, simply because you may not like the governor, but you think, okay, if Hogan Willig prevails and a lot of these things have to get pulled back, what will happen to the count? What will happen to me? What will happen to my neighbor? Okay? If Hogan Willig doesn't prevail, well, the governor has won another one. You don't like the governor any more than I do. But with things that are already there, it seems to be working. What's our main complaint? Boredom. Our main complaint is boredom and unemployment, those two, okay? Unemployment certainly is a big, big deal. If you're sitting out of the workforce and you've been that way for 10 weeks or so, It's not a healthy situation, so you want to get back to work. But to those who didn't lose their job, they will have a job when they finally reopen. I'm saying boredom you can deal with. There's ways to deal with boredom. Unemployment is more unfortunate. So maybe you're rooting for the governor to keep what he's got so it'll be safer for you, or you're willing to roll the dice and take a chance and have Hogan Willig prevail. Also, the lady that went to Ohio to get a haircut, what kind of thing have you done like that? Gonna like, for instance, we're thinking of getting another cat because Lucy and Ethel need another playmate, okay? And we want to get another Bengal because they're both Bengals and they seem to get along pretty well, both being the same breed and everything, very active cats. But I don't want to get another cat unless the cat can be declawed. Well, they can't declaw them in New York State, the nanny state. It's illegal. So I might have to make an arrangement with a vet. It's almost like you feel secretive. A vet, except you don't. If you're secretive, you don't say it on a radio show. The bottom line is, unless you're on PBS, and then you can say it because they won't hear it. The bottom line, though, is I'd have to go to Pennsylvania to a vet there, and I'm willing to do it, but it's a pain in the tuchus. But that's the kind of thing you have to do when the laws of your own state don't allow you to do what you want to do. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Now we got a whole load already of Facebooks. Buzzy Beamer, why don't you give me a couple of them, please?
All right. Asking how far would you go to get a haircut? It's funny. This is a conversation I had over the weekend. I might be doing that. But how far would you go to get a haircut? Shirley says, I wouldn't drive that far to get a haircut, but I do go quite a way for my dog groomer, dog's nails, getting way too long, and she wouldn't let me cut them. She's a rescue, and I don't like upsetting her. At 8 years old, I may have to travel for that.
Wow, I can see that. Now, when you're doing nails on a pet, I know this is true with cats. I assume it's true with dogs. I'm not really sure. You hold the paw up to the light. And inside the claw, you will see a dark shadow. You don't want to cut into the dark shadow, okay? So I always, when I did my own cats, I would make sure that I took off just the minimal amount and not hit that dark shadow, which is like a nerve part. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.